For those of you who are able, you can smile. We're going to spend a little time this morning with a great word. And the word is faith. Faith. How many of you, and you don't have to raise your hand, how many of you have ever said, we're going to get through this, I believe we can get there. I believe it will be okay. We all are familiar with the story, I guess, we used to read of the little engine that believed it could. I think I can. Faith is something wonderful if it is the right kind of faith. We want to answer the questions today, what is faith? Are there different kinds of faith? Is my faith good or is it bad? The writer says in Hebrews chapter 11, for without faith, it is impossible to come to God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you're one of those people today who wants to go to heaven, then you have to recognize that the writer is telling us faith is absolutely essential in this journey from this life to the life we want when this one ends. Faith. You know, people believe a lot of different things today. And many people say, it doesn't make any difference what you believe as long as you're honest and sincere. Think with me for just a minute. Years ago, when working in an aluminum plant over in Arkansas, we didn't have up any of those signs that says the workplace had gone this many days without an accident. We had those that said how many accidents we'd had in one day. It was not a very safe place to work. One young man had gone to sleep one night walking down the table. We had a cutoff table. And when he had pushed the button to make the big saw come across, he had cut the asbestos glove right in two off the side of his hand. Very fortunate. People were looking at it and said, how'd you do this? He said, oh, let me show you. People were saying, no, just tell us. No, I got my glove on now. I got another glove. Let me show you how I did it. Everybody was saying, you cannot do that again. He said, yes, I can. I believe I can. And so he stuck his hand up there and pushed the button. And I won't tell you the rest of the story. But it wasn't pretty. His faith was not rewarded according to what he thought. Do you think there will ever come a day when there will be people who will come to stand before God and their faith will not be rewarded? The Bible says in James chapter 2 and verse 19, the devils believed and trembled. The evil spirits knew that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. But I have asked people in many religious settings and discussions, how many of you believe devils are going to heaven? And I've yet to have the first person say to me, well, yeah, they're going. They believe, don't they? Well, that's what the Bible says. The devils believed and trembled. But people tell me all the time, that's all it takes. All you have to do is believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And they will take out of context, even misquote John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You see, people want to tell me faith is all it takes. As long as you believe that Jesus is the Christ, everything will be okay. Let me give you a little illustration this morning. have done this in several different congregations, and I figure y'all will be no exception. Y'all will not do a very good job of this. So I'm going to ask some questions this morning. I've got something in my hand. Bobby, what have I got? Know what? You don't know? I'll take that as an answer. Ronnie? Huh. What have I got in my hand? RB?
Penny.
Penny. Cheapskate. Miggy?
Air.
Daryl, come on. Nickel. Joe?
Quarter.
Bruce?
$20.
Blaine?
A dime.
What?
A dime.
A dime. All right. I could ask everybody.
Car keys.
Car keys. Well, we can get all kinds of answers. Okay, now, y'all ready for this? I don't like you. But now I'm going to tell you. I got a $20 bill in my hand. What have I got, Bruce?
You got keys at your hand.
Joe?
Water.
I told y'all. RB? I told y'all, I have a $20 bill in my hand. What have I got now?
That's why I said a penny.
Is that what you're still going to say?
I don't know. Just say you don't.
I told you what I have.
Okay, you have a 20 then.
Do you believe me?
Maybe.
What do you think, Bruce? You going to change your mind now?
You got me confused now.
Boy, y'all are hard-headed. Now what have I got? Oh, no. I got keys. A quarter.
Like you're buying lunch.
You going to eat cheap? All right. Here's the point. The first answer y'all gave was an opinion, just a guess, right? Unless somebody looked and saw what I put in my pocket. Okay? But a guess. Okay? How many people live their life based on an opinion or a guess? Well, I think this will be okay. You ever heard people do that morally? Oh, I think this will be all right. Religiously? I think this will be okay. Now, opinions, y'all know what opinions are worth?
What you can get for
them. I didn't get much for mine, did I? But what I'm going to tell you is, mine are better than yours. And I say that in this sense. Every person believes that, not that mine are better than yours, but we all pretty well believe our opinions are better than everybody else's, right? But when it comes to faith, no wonder you people don't learn a whole lot in class. Y'all don't trust me. Even when I tell you, you don't believe it. Okay? And that is very important. People do not do any better with faith than the source from where they got their faith. Now, look at this. How many people morally get their values from their parents? How many people get their values from their grandparents? Oh my goodness, how many people today get their values from social media? Television. Okay? Nearly all young people today, and I guess that's a part of social media, all of their values are through the phone, right? I had somebody the other day ask me, said, I want to be sure this young person told me this right. How do you know that Jesus died on the cross? And the young person said, Google said so. How many people are taking as their source of information and belief some source other than God and the Bible? But notice he says in chapter 11, verse 6, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Now we know in this context, in Hebrews 11, that the writer is speaking here, that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Those of us who claim to be Christians, what are you hoping for? Heaven. You want heaven to be your home someday, right? And it is the evidence of things not seen. How many of you have ever seen God? Seen Jesus? Seen the Holy Spirit? Seen heaven? No. But the evidence you have is based upon your source of faith. Okay? And believe me, your faith is no better than the source upon which it is based. Take for example, in the very beginning of time, God came to Adam and Eve and gave them one law. One negative law. Do not eat of the fruit of that tree. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But the devil came along and said, God lied to you. That's not right. God is afraid that if you eat this fruit, you will be as wise as God. Your eyes will be opened and you won't even need God. You'll be so wise. What had God told him? Eve said, what did God tell you? And Eve said, God said, don't eat that. Because in the day you eat, you'll surely die. Now we've got to put a little explanation there. People often ask me, well, preacher, Adam and Eve didn't die. Yes, they did. The day they ate that fruit, they were separated from God. They were spiritually dead. They had been separated from the Creator in a spiritual religious sense. So, it is very important who you believe. What's the source? In Romans chapter 10, we read these words. Faith comes by hearing. Now, let's stop there just a minute before we finish the rest of that verse. How many people have you ever heard say this? Well, I watched so-and-so on TV. And he said, or today, she said, and that's what I'm going to hear. That's what I'm going to hang my hat on. I'm going to place my hope and my belief of everything in what this person said on TV. Did you read that in the Bible? No. But my faith is in so-and-so. Okay? Have you ever heard this? I go to church over there because they have 1,000 people who go over there. And I'm going to believe what they believe because that many people couldn't possibly be wrong. Okay? Their hope of faith is in numbers. I want to ask you, how many people were there when they set out to build the tower? Was God happy? Did they get what they wanted? They were all in agreement. That'd have been kind of nice within itself to see one time in history where everybody seemed to be in agreement. You know the amazing thing? Y'all have heard me say this before. When I asked to go to a party one time, and my parents said, who's going? And I said, everybody. They said, minus one. You're not going. Because if everybody's going, probably not a good place to be. Well, turned out to be that way for the people there in the Plains of Shinar, didn't it? What's the source of our faith? Where does it come from? Who do we trust? Who do we believe in? Morally, listen to how people today reason. You ever heard anybody say, well, I know that what I'm doing is wrong, but I'm better than most people, and I won't do this, or I won't do that. One of the ladies who lived in the shelter at one time said to me that morally, sexually, that she had no problem being with a lot of different men. But this is what she said. But I have my standards. I would never take money for sex. Wow. I was impressed. Weren't you? I don't know where she got her standard, but she had one. And here's the reality. Everybody has something in which they believe. I told you about the young lady who came to meet me one Saturday morning years ago. And to make a long story short, she said she had come. She and her husband were having problems. And she had decided the best way to solve their marital problems was to have an affair. That would make him jealous and that would get their marriage back on track. And she said, and I can't think of anything that would upset him more than to have an affair with a preacher. And I got your name out of the phone book. Isn't it amazing where we get our standards? How we think. And then we went on in that conversation. I finally got the two of them together. And he said, yes, I'm seeing other people. We're not married. And there's nothing wrong with it. She said, sure there is. I said, what? She said, everybody knows that's wrong. I said, he doesn't. He thinks it's okay. And here is the reality. Unless God is the source, man will forever wander around in darkness and confusion because he has accepted a source that is flawed. God alone made us, knows us, died for us, loves us, will protect us, and lead us through this life to the place we all want to go. So the question really comes today, where's your faith? There in the beginning of the book of Hebrews in chapter 11, after we have read that without faith it is impossible to be pleasing unto him, he said, by faith, those of old received their reward. Think about it. What kind of faith did it take for Noah to build an ark? What kind of faith did it take for Abraham to get up out of the Ur of the Chaldees and go into a land where he had not so much as a place to set his foot, but had the promise that God would give it to him? What kind of faith did it take for Gideon to say, Lord, if you want 300 men without weapons, you'll get 300 men without weapons. I'll trust you. I'll believe you. Many of us in our lives today are living below our potential. We're living sometimes with sadness and bitterness and pain and regrets that we don't have to live with. All because we have not full-heartedly, completely decided that faith in Him demands this. I must die. I must decrease. He must increase. I must no longer say, Lord, I think. Lord, I'm going to do this. Lord, this will be okay. But faith demands that I come with this and this alone as my plea. Not my will, but thine be done. That's the faith that saves. James said, and we know that there are different kinds of faith. When James had talked in James chapter 2, the devils believed and trembled. He was describing to those people a dead faith. Because James will say in James chapter 2, show me your faith without your works. I'll show you my faith by my works. For faith alone, the only time those two words appear together in all of Scripture, faith alone is dead. It cannot save. Saving faith works by love. If you love me, keep my commandments. What do we believe? God has a standard for morality, integrity, honesty, but he has a standard spiritually. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And with that in mind, Jesus sent disciples out into the world to proclaim, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that rejects obedience to God will be condemned. I've said this many times. I don't preach baptism for the remission of sins because it's a church ordinance, because it sounds good to people. It's because Jesus taught it and commanded it. And he has called for all men everywhere to repent, to come to him, to accept him as the Savior. How many people today need to come to Jesus on his terms? Whatever may be in our lives, we have to decide that the standard is his and his alone. And when I have put my faith completely in him, and I am willing and ready to do whatever he leads me to do, then I can find that peace that passeth understanding. I can live with joy, peace. I can know that heaven is my home. Those who have once tasted the heavenly gifts, if we should fall away, if we should ever leave the Lord, still he calls us home. And John said, if we are faithful and just to confess our faults, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When you have placed your faith in Jesus completely, wholly, without question, don't miss this as we close. We often say, I want to go to heaven. But what about in the meantime? Most of us go through life many times with family members, people who are dear and close to us in life, whose lives are far away from the Lord. And many times we spend sleepless hours concerned about those we love. Here's the point I want you to keep in mind. Faith says that as long as there's life and breath, there is hope for the soul that's outside of Christ, for the soul who's wandered away to come home. But the real test is this today. Have I so put my faith in him that I am allowing him every day to guard my steps and to keep them so that I become a better father, a better grandparent, a better mother, a better brother, a better sister, a better brother or sister in the kingdom of heaven, that I get rid of worldly ambitions. I get rid of the things that call me away from His way. If you're here today and you need your faith strengthened, in some way you need to come to Him, either in obedience to the gospel or as a Christian you need help to strengthen that faith, we encourage you to respond while together we stand and sing.